Despite some recent rains, the BC Greens are urgently calling for the province to take action on the worsening drought crisis in the Comox and Cowichan valleys. In April, a report from the BC River Forecast Center said that the snowpack in BC was only 63% of normal, which is the lowest it has been in 50 years. On the island, the snow basin index was lower, at 49%, the lowest on record for the island was 15% in 2015. The province has allocated $80 million to help farmers manage water resources, but the Green Party of BC is advocating for more robust and long-term solutions to the crisis. The ongoing drought crisis is a stark reminder of the severe impacts of climate change on our struggling communities and our fragile ecosystems, said Sonia Furstenau, leader of the BC Green Party. We need urgent, proactive measures from the provincial government to mitigate these effects and ensure sustainable water management for our farmers, ecosystems, and residents. A few solutions listed in a release from the party are an immediate halt on non-essential industrial uses of water, including fracking and water bottling, during severe drought periods, a commitment from the province to work with farmers to ensure crop protection during droughts, a more streamlined approval approach for water storage dugouts on BC farms, the creation of community water management tables which would include First Nations, local governments and farmers, an overhaul of the Water Sustainability Act with a priority on food ecosystems and food security, and finally more investment in water infrastructure and conservation programs. The province has 5 levels of drought in its system, with level 5 being the most serious. For level 5 droughts, the province says that adverse impacts FO socioeconomic or ecosystem values are almost certain, and that conservation actions including local water restrictions, regulatory action and emergency response measures where appropriate, are listed as the general response to that level of drought. The Solom River watershed is currently at a drought level of 5. In the Cowichan Valley, the Chemainus River and Coxsala River watersheds are also at level 5. Eastern Vancouver Island as a whole is also at a level 4, as is the Black Creek watershed. As of August 13, the Comox Valley Regional District is under Stage 2 water restrictions, the second most lenient in the local system. The Cowichan Valley Regional District is under Stage 3 restrictions, which is their second most strict. Our farmers are facing unprecedented challenges, said Arzina Hamir, BC Green candidate for Courtenay Comox. We need immediate support for our agricultural community, including amnesty for water usage during drought periods and exemptions for water storage solutions. This includes reining in unsustainable forestry practices and supporting farmers in conserving wetlands and riparian areas. Cami Lockwood, BC Green candidate for Cowichan Valley, emphasized the need for long-term solutions, saying, "While projects like the Cowichan Lake Weir replacement are important, we need comprehensive strategies that address the root causes of water scarcity. The BC NDP government must act now to prioritize food production and the livelihoods of our local farmers over profits and before it's too late. It's deeply concerning that while our farmers struggle with water scarcity, fracking companies are using billions of liters of fresh water, paying a mere $2.25 per million liters. Water bottling companies can extract up to 16.75 billion liters annually at the same meager cost while they make hundreds of millions in profits," Furstenau added. "This amounts to giving away our precious water resources for pennies while our agricultural sector faces severe drought conditions. The provincial government needs to seriously reassess BC's water management priorities to ensure the sustainability of our farms and our food security take precedence over the profits of a few. The provincial government's focus on drought adaptation is not enough. We need a comprehensive approach that includes both mitigation and adaptation strategies to truly address this crisis."